It is talking transfers. It is John Gibbons. I'm Jeremy Polkos, not in the studio, unfortunately, or even in a nice little cafe, as we often do. It is over Zoom. Paul is housebound, sort of today, but we did want to get him on, not least because obviously the transfer window is open, but also there is live links. I've been trying this all day. Javica Kvaratskhelia, I did it better before, but I'll be honest with you. But Javica, I'm pretty sure on, and we'll go with that. But everyone knows who we're talking about. And interesting links last night came first from David Ornstein, a couple of other stories as well. He was asked about it in the press conference this morning. I gather you've done a little bit of digging, and which suggests that it isn't, you know, necessarily one way Liverpool have put a bid in, but we do know that they like the player. What's your understanding of the current situation? And did it surprise you a little bit to see it come out last night?
Yeah, it did a bit. I mean, we come back to this opportunistic line, don't we, from Richard Hughes, which everyone sort of holds up as the sort of embodiment of the transfer approach now in the new era, if you like. And I suppose this ties in, but that, to be fair, it's one way you can first say Liverpool are long-standing admirers of Javica Kvaratskhelia, I think is
that was
the way you say it in your best.
Not sounding good.
South Liverpool draw. long-standing interest, certainly since he starred for Napoli in the season when he won the Scudetto. Looks like 22-23. Was a huge star of that team. Won the league for the first time in 33 years, wasn't it? And he was one of the key stars, along with Victor Osimhen and Peter Zielinski and one or two others. So, yeah, I'm not really sure what's happened since. I think it's been quite a high turnover of managers at Napoli since. And he's sort of dropped a little bit out of the collective consciousness. But I remember seeing him at the Euros for Georgia. And, no, obviously, Georgia very unfancied, weren't they, in the Euros? I think the first time they'd ever been in a European Championship. But he was still superb for them, you know, absolutely flying off the left of the front three. So what I would say is Liverpool are certainly aware of him. They do like him as a player, but there's been no contact with Napoli at this stage, and it's one that doesn't look like it's nearing or imminent or anything like that. But like we say, Liverpool are opportunistic to market forces, shall we say. So I'm not expecting them to sign this week. I'd still be shocked if it sort of developed and he did sign this month. But yeah, an interesting one. But what I would say is Liverpool have six men in their front line this at the present time. Gakpo and Diaz in particular having a really good composition off the left there to see who starts games. And then you've got Nunes and Jota who were both capable of playing there as well. So Liverpool are well stocked. Doesn't feel like it's a position that needs addressing this month or even in the summer really. But we'll see. It's certainly an interesting one and an exciting player. I can see why supporters are interested by the David Ornstein story last night.